Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Kimberly Osgood, your host for Smart Money Moves, and our topic today is the importance of digital marketing and SEO. And a leading lady today is Ms. Z. Scott, the SEO queen. Good afternoon, Ms. Z. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kimberly?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show today. Now, first off, you consider yourself to be the SEO queen. Now, first off, tell us a little bit about yourself. And first of all, what is SEO and why are you the SEO queen?
Well, I began my journey to the SEO queen when I was working for a company. I had been working with them, optimizing websites, and my book of business had grown to $500,000 a year. I went and asked for a raise on three occasions, and I was denied, and so I decided to take my professional destiny into my own hands, and the brand, the SEO Queen, was born from there. So to answer your question about, you know, what is SEO? SEO stands for search engine optimization. And it's just a way to make your website visible to people who are looking for what you are offering to the marketplace.
Okay, great, great. Now, are there specific tools that are needed to optimize your search engine, or how is this done?
Well, when search engine optimization started, well, let me back up. So I built my first website as a freshman at MIT, and that was back in 1996. Mm-hmm. And so when I graduated, I became a web applications developer for Raytheon, and so I was developing web applications just using SQL and HTML. Around the same time I graduated, Google was just starting its foray into the search market. Before then, there was AltaVista, Yahoo, and just directories that were just like a catalog of links. And so now, fast forward to when I started working with this other company after Raytheon, I began to, you know, I already knew how the internet worked and how to build a website, but I began to really hone in on SEO and the algorithm, the search algorithm it is. I had taken software development classes as an undergrad at MIT. So it was pretty much getting into SEO was an extension of just my lifelong attraction to technology. So, mm-hmm. you know, when we started to optimize websites over time, we used different types of tools. The first type of tool that's really important to really identify, you know, your best SEO strategy is a keyword tool. So when I was really starting out in the SEO realm, I was using a tool called Market Samurai. But alas, all things have to come to an end, and Market Samurai is actually being pulled from the market now because it used technology, particularly Adobe Air and other flash technologies that are no longer being supported by Adobe or even other browsers. So now the tools that I use are, you know, my own company's tools. SEOQueen.com has its own set of key word suggestion tools, and then I also use tools that interface directly with Google's API, and they have a treasure trove of data that they make available to people who are purchasing ads. So utilizing the keyword tool there on the Google AdWords platform, and then I also use paid enterprise tools like SpyFu and SEMrush, and, you know, a lot of major companies mm-hmm. use those tools as well.
Oh, okay, okay. So basically your company mm-hmm. is SEOQueen.com, correct? That's basically your company's name? Okay.
Yes, SEOQueen.com. That's my company's website.
Absolutely. Okay, great, great. So do you also build websites for people also? I'm assuming people, let's say if I had a
Absolutely.
Business and I needed a website, I would go to you?
Yeah, I do that as well. When I first started my company, my intention was to really just focus on SEO, but around 2015, a friend of mine and I, we were doing some market research because we both are in the digital marketing space, and we discovered that in 2014, less than half of businesses had a website, had a company website. So immediately I saw that there was a need, and so I fulfilled it. And, you know, fast forward to 2020, only 30% of companies have an SEO strategy. And so this is really an exciting time to be in this industry, in this field, because there's a lot of companies that need help.
Okay.
Need my help.
Definitely. Now, who's your target market? Who do you market to with your company?
I'm glad you asked that question. My main target market are black-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, and tech companies. And when I say tech companies, specifically medical-related DNA, genetic-type businesses, energy storage, artificial intelligence, you know, stuff like that. One of my clients right now is a hyperbaric oxygen therapy wellness spa, and we're actively optimizing her for Google, her company for Google Page One. So, what's really exciting is not only working with a tech company and not only working with a woman-owned company, but also black-owned. So there's sometimes the companies I work with check all the boxes.
Right.
So
yeah.
that's cool. But I mean, I have quite a few companies, like even like Electric Violin Leader, NS Design is one of my clients. They've been one of my clients for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much work with them to drive their entire SEO strategy online. So, you know, I like working with, you know, technology companies, and I am a violinist. And so, you know, musicians do have a special place in my heart. So I like to help them win online as well.
Okay. Now, so basically the services that you offered, it sounds like you have ongoing relationships with these companies. You don't just set them up and go, right? You keep up with them. Is it like a monthly thing that you contact them, or how does that work?
Well, you know what? It actually varies. Like, I have some clients who are project-based, and then I have some clients who want ongoing SEOs. Like, for instance, there's some companies who really value blogging, and companies who blog get definitely much more traffic to their website than just a static website. But then I have other business owners that I've worked with over time who really, you know, have a project focus. They just want to make sure that they're optimized for their company name and a few terms. And so I take care of that and set that up. But it really just varies.
Okay.
I mean, SEO is one of those things that it's not rocket science.
Right.
But I think the way a lot of people talk about it can be a little intimidating.
Yeah.
But all in all, it's definitely something worth spending some time reading about. If you go to my website, SEOQueen.com, I have a blog that's new blogs post every week where we talk about different topics related to SEO and digital marketing.
Okay, great. So just in case our listeners may want to reach you after the show, how would you like our listeners to contact you?
Yeah, the best way to reach out to me is, you know, just check out my website, SEOQueen.com. If you want to book a time to chat with me about your website strategies and whatnot, you can always just click speak to the SEO Queen, and it'll put you right on my schedule.
Oh, okay. Great, great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, it's interesting. What you do is so important. And like you said, there's a certain percentage. There are some companies that still don't have websites or don't really use the SEO optimization. So what I noticed is that over the past year with the pandemic, so many businesses have had to quickly switch to or increase their online marketing presence. So I'm sure that really helps boost your business. Would you say so?
Absolutely. I mean, we really have been we haven't been, you know, at capacity, but we definitely have noticed an increased demand for services and mm-hmm. inquiries. So mm-hmm. I think people really do see the value of digital marketing in this pandemic era, the era of social distancing. And, you know, the days of, you know, brick and mortar being positioned mm-hmm. where you see, you know, maximum foot traffic is kind of gone. I think even, you know, the rates of coronavirus are coming down, but I think a lot of people just emotionally are just kind of wary of being around a lot of people. And so people are going online in increasing numbers to find information before they go out and purchase. You know, I think about, I want to say about 35% of people who go online typically make a purchase within 5 days of their Google search for that product or service. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of benefit to being on Google Page One. Another interesting statistic is that the Google Page One rank one gets about between 40 and 45% of all the traffic on that's coming to that particular phrase. So that's a big number. So for every 1,000 searches, you're looking at roughly 400 to 440 hits to your site. So it becomes very lucrative over time.
Mm-hmm.
And another statistic that is really interesting is that I think there's only about 9 or 10% of, well, actually maybe it's between 5 and 10%. I have to go back and look at the stat, but it's really low of the number of web pages that are actually ranking for any keywords at all. So a lot of people, you know, may have an SEO strategy, but it may not be, you know, being executed most effectively. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of room for growth, and companies mm-hmm. who think that SEO is not worth the time or the effort.
Right.
It's really a blue ocean, and I think we haven't really seen the peak of search engine traffic yet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because I think there are a lot of businesses out there that just really don't understand the importance of what it is that you do. You know, they just have a site
right.
put up, or maybe they set their own, you know, they go into these sites where you can build your own site and then that's it. Because I do believe that because of the pandemic, I believe businesses have changed forever. I mean, the way we do business, we're not going to go back to the old way. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of businesses have gone out of business because, you know, they couldn't keep up with the change in technology.
Absolutely.
You know, and right. And I know even myself, I was never really a big online shopper, but, you know, occasionally
mm-hmm.
I'd order some things. I'm not really I don't really do Amazon all the time. But I see myself for certain things, I do tend to search a little bit more and try to find out things, you know, what's online, what items can I like for Christmas, I ordered all my stuff on a lot of my things online, you know.
Right.
And I think we're going to see more and more of that. You know, more increased online marketing. Now, you were talking about you deal with black-owned businesses, tech, and women's businesses. I know, like we talked about, people are doing more shopping online. There are all kind of businesses that have now switched over to online marketing. Do you ever get companies that, how can I put it? I mean, obviously, you'll do business with anybody, but do you ever do businesses with just basic companies, or maybe they're just selling clothes, just basic things, and they still have their brick and mortar, but they maybe also want to have an online presence also.
Yeah, I mean, over the years, I've worked with over 300 companies, and in every niche you can possibly think of.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my my just, you know, my network is just, I, you know, I'm a member of the LA South Chamber, you know, I'm a member of CWI. I'm also a Black woman. And so my sphere of influence, just the naturally the people who I work with on, you know, a consistent basis are typically fall in those categories.
Three categories. Mm-hmm.
Another reason why I started my own business was because I was tired of the wage gap. And, you know, as a Black woman with 2 degrees from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, it was a frustration that, you know, I pretty much was not willing to go through my career spending my time and not be compensated fairly. So, you know, I decided to take my time and my treasure and my gifts and invest it in myself and build a company. And now, you know, I'm employing my team is growing, and I'm happy to see the future. It's like, you know, being an employer is more than just making money. It's also, you know, being a leader and being able to have a positive impact on your team and your employees. And so, you know, I just do business differently.
Definitely. Yeah. Because you know your worth. And a lot of times people go to companies, they work, and they're not really paying them what they're really worth.
Right.
You know, you've been to MIT.
A lot of people are unhappy. Yeah.
Right.
A lot of people working jobs, they're unhappy. They're unhappy with the pay. They're unhappy with the lack of leadership opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's really important for me to be in a place where, you know, one, I don't even have to worry about, you know, am I going to be fired?
Mm-hmm.
Did something I do? It's like I work with companies that value, you know, the expertise that I have gained over the years. You know, if you had added up, I probably have spent over $250,000 in just education from my master's degree to my 2 bachelor's degrees. And, you know, this is a lot of time that I have invested in honing my intellectual capital and my relationship capital. And so I think the only thing from here is just going up. I mean, this industry is really, it's maturing, but it's not matured. So I think it's important for businesses to really, you know, take it seriously. You know, I have an ebook. It's free. It's called 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. If you go to SEOQueen.com and scroll to the footer, you can download it from there. But that's really like a catalog of all the tactics that I've used for my company and other companies over years to drive, you know, over $60 million in revenue.
Oh,
and so,
great.
You know, I think, you know, as a business owner, I've learned so much. Like when I graduated from MIT, I was like, oh, man, I got these 2 degrees from a really good school. And, you know, I'm ready to make all the money, right? And
right,
so the
right.
reality is I didn't
reality
push
hit.
Through that revenue height until I went out and started running my own company. And then finally last year, my company, I didn't make that money personally, but my company grossed more money than I ever made on salary, even for Raytheon. So I just, you know, that's just an amazing milestone. And I'm just really looking forward to helping, you know, other businesses, you know, get their next grader as, you know, I achieve my next grader. And being an entrepreneur right now is just, you know, not everybody can handle it, but for those who have the heart and the stomach for it, go for it.
That's right. That's
and
right.
You,
well,
SEO.
That's right. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break to recognize our sponsors right now.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much, Kimberly. All right. Well, today, Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, Microsoft. Microsoft's mission is to empower every person and organization on the planet to achieve more. Microsoft believes technology is a powerful force for good, and they are working to foster a sustainable future where everyone has access to the benefits and opportunities created by technology. They believe technology can and should be a force for good, and that meaningful innovation can and will contribute to a brighter world in big and small ways. So thank you for your support, Microsoft, and to all of our sponsors and partners. And now, Kimberly, back to your show.
Thank you. Well, welcome back to Smart Money Moves. And with us today is Ms. Z. Scott, the SEO queen. And before the break, she was telling us about her entrepreneurial experiences, and I'm very impressed with her. She understood the importance of starting her own business, kind of creating her own destiny and knowing her own worth. And Ms. Z, you to me are an excellent example that other people can follow. Because you have people that go to school, they get their degrees, they have these big dreams and desires, and they kind of hit that ceiling and realize that a lot of times they're not really paid what they're worth. So you are definitely an example for people to follow, and I'm so glad that you agreed to be on my show. But I do have a couple more questions. One, for instance, we did talk about how your business has increased because of the pandemic and people realize they do have to switch over to online marketing. Do you have an example of maybe how you were able to help a particular business survive, you know, because they had to make that shift to online because of the pandemic? Do you have anything like that
that you can talk to us about? Yeah, so typically I like to work with businesses that are established and just want to scale their revenue, but mm-hmm. I did have a startup come to me, and on occasion I work with startups, and the name of the company is TGIS Stewart. So they have mm-hmm. a credit card management app.
Okay.
And so when I started talking to Timothy Griggs back in the winter of last year, it was around November last year, we talked about SEO for his company, and he decided to engage my company. And so far, we've been able to get him featured on blacknews.com and a host of other outlets. Plus, we've been able to, you know, drive the visibility of his app, and he's making money. So, I mean, we're moving into the second phase of his campaign, and so it's been really exciting to see, you know, website launch, you know, go forward. One of my first career wins was for a company called Beverage Universe. They had kind of hit a wall with their online visibility, and we were able to take them from about 13,000 hits per month almost to almost 30,000. And so that was they were able to increase their revenue, and they're still in business today.
Mm.
And they're a beverage delivery service based in the New York metro area. And
oh.
So the food and beverage industry is actually something that I'm really interested in and enjoy working with. So, yeah, that's another.
Oh. Okay, great,
well.
Great. Well, again, let our listeners know how they may be able to reach you after the show. How would you like our listeners to get in touch with you again?
Yeah, they can get in touch with me by going to seoqueen.com, and feel free to also you can drop me an email at zhe@theseoqueen.net.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I know you have some exciting news. I mean, you are launching the Reach More Clients Power Conference. Tell us about that.
Yes.
And give us a little information. Sounds exciting.
Yeah. So if you go to seoqueen.com/conference, you'll see a little landing page. We have a whole host of people who are going to be partnering with us. I'm hoping that people really come, because we're going to have speakers who have gotten singers to go viral, gotten featured on the Ellen, people who've built, you know, Facebook groups that are almost 2 million members. We
mm-hmm.
have people who are experts in follow-up with customers. I mean, just everything you need to get and retain a customer. That's what we're going to be talking about at this conference. And, of course, me, the SEO queen, I'm going to be doing hot seats.
Okay.
So,
what is that? What's hot seat?
A hot seat is where I have a business owner who wants to get more traffic to their website, and I'm going to optimize their website live so people can see the tools and strategies and everything that I use. So, yeah,
oh,
if you're
interested
in being a hot seat, send me an email with the subject line hot seat.
Okay. So you're kind of putting the owner on the hot seat. Is that why you call it that?
Exactly. 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 Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So it's
that sounds
be
great.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
So there's going to be general admission and VIP. So the VIP tickets are $1,000 each for the 3-day experience, and you'll get a swag bag, food, and a whole bunch of other things. Of course, for social distancing, so it will be mailed to you in advance. But for those who just want to come and get the information, a day pass is just $25. A 3-day pass is $75. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And give us the dates.
It's July 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Okay. Are they all day, like 8 hours during each of those days, or how is it structured?
Pretty much. You want to block out the whole day because we're going to have activities and different things. So I'm really excited because, you know, this is the first event that my company is producing since 2017. So normally I do events with partner with other people, but this is the first time that in four years that we're finally doing something. The first time we did an event in 2017 was a virtual summit, but this year we're doing, and it was one day. This year we're doing, you know, something a little bit bigger and a little bit different. Want to make sure that people who come really walk away with an SEO strategy and plan. So
this is not virtual. This is actually in person, or?
No, it's a virtual event.
Oh, okay, good. Okay,
it's a virtual event, and those who come, they'll be able to, you know, hone in on their SEO strategy and a whole host of other things as well.
So, that sounds wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. So really, all they have to do is do SEOqueen.com/conference to get all the information that they need. Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Yes,
I'm very impressed with you. Wow, you're doing wonderful things. Now, do you tend to do anything in the community, like maybe to encourage more young people? Because, you know, everybody's talking about STEM fields. And do you do anything into the community trying to help young people deal with STEM field or going more into computers or anything like that? Or do you speak at events
schools? I actually spoke to the Legacy Ladies organization, which is a Los Angeles-based nonprofit that helps young people to prepare for college and also, you know, obtain other life skills. And so I gave a presentation to them at the beginning of this month in February. And it was just so awesome to talk to them and share with them my experience. And then I also sit on the board of the Mombasa Long Beach Sister Cities Association. And right now we're working on a scholarship program to help young people in Kenya obtain resources for their studies. And I'm also in talks with the Kenyan government about doing some SEO courses as well. So, yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of things going on, and I love what I do, and in addition, this is not STEM, but part of my community service focus, I'm also a city commissioner, redistricting commissioner in the city of Long Beach, and we're preparing for the redistricting of, because we just had the census, and so it's time to redraw the lines in the community for the different city council seats. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that I have my finger in, but, you know, I typically am full time working on, you know, client campaigns for my clients. So,
busy lady. Very impressed with you. Wow. Wonderful. Do you have time to sleep? Do you rest?
Oh, I do. And, I have to, be grateful definitely for, you know, my team and my lovely boyfriend and my family who are really, really supportive. So
that's
I'm
wonderful.
Blessed
yeah,
for
you,
sure.
Yeah, you definitely need a support system. That's very important. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I wouldn't be able
like,
to do what I do without a support system. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, and that's our show for today. And I would like to
thank
say
you so
thank
much for
you
having
to you.
Me.
Thank you for being my guest. Thank you so much for being our leading lady today. And a special thanks to all of our listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally, as we are an international show. And we'll be back again for another Women Lead radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. It has been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.